Lessons for the lay parshas Lech Lecha, my son's bar mitzvah parsha. And I always thought it was funny that when we had our son, now it's his birthday this week, happy birthday to him, on election day, got a day off for my son's birthday. So when we had him 22 years ago, we did not probably think his bar mitzvah, I mean, I've wished his bar mitzvah would be in Eretz Yisrael. We actually did it in Gush Etzion, in a tent. It's this gorgeous tent. And we said, Avram Avinu was the parasha of Lech Lecha. But who would know that the parasha with Lane would be like Lech Lecha, and here we're in Eretz Yisrael. And traditionally, I try to speak about Eretz Yisrael during this parasha. It's true that in Yonah D'Yoyma, there is an election happening on Tuesday. Seems like a yearly event, unfortunately. But, you know, there's something called democracy, and apparently, you know, that's the way it's being worked out. But we also have to continue to daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. There was a horrible, horrible attack last night. If you didn't see the video, awesome video of them murdering the terrorist Yimach Shemam of Hamas. But Ofer Ben Tova, Nizrachmei Shemayim, a 34-year veteran of the ambulance of Magen David Adom, who went to go save somebody and was shot. They were waiting for him to come so they could shoot him. Terrible, terrible. And we know that specifically in Yehuda V'Shomron, where my son was stationed just a few weeks ago, is very, very big hotbed. Now they're determining whether or not this person was actually going to try to murder Itamar Ben-Gvir. That's where he was headed. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what some report said. But the violence is difficult. And we daven, of course, for the Tzvahagon L'Yisrael Hamdan Shmar Tzeinu. And when we discuss that, so I think it's always a parsha, you know, in America, I don't know, maybe in other places as well, but in America they started these Shabbases where they have Shabbos awareness Shabbos. So I'm not kidding now. You're going to laugh at this, but I remember, at least when I was around, Parshas Noach was the mikvah awareness Shabbos, I guess because of the flood, the water, I don't know. Mikvah awareness Shabbos. And then they have, you know, Vayera is Chesed Shabbos, you know, invite your neighbor over, whatever it is. And through the year, they have different things. I always thought that Lech Lecha should be, especially in Chutz Laretz, a time that we focus on Eretz Yisrael. And I promise you, please, please understand my important, you know, asterisk is that this is not a speech about you making Aliyah. That's not what the speech is about. The speech is about appreciating Eretz Yisrael, and Parshas Lech Lecha should be a time that we focus on appreciating Eretz Yisrael. And in the Parsha, besides, of course, the beginning part, where the Ribbono Shel Olam commands Avraham Avinu to come to Eretz Yisrael, and our, of course, Ma'isa Ovo Simon Labanim of that, we have in our, I don't know if you guys know what, so we have this, I think it's a beautiful art of, it's a piece of wood. There used to be I think it's still in Meir Shar, maybe still, the olive wood shop, you know what I'm talking about? Everything's made out of olive wood. It's not such a popular thing anymore, and it's not, you know, the nicest art piece. There was a guy in Ben Yehuda who was an artist, and he had this beautiful thing of Lech Lecha, L'Artzecha, Meir V'Savicha, and it definitely, you know, stood out to me, because that's what we did. And I asked him if he doesn't mind, can he write each of my children's names on it? And we have it hang when you walk into my house. This is our Lech Lecha. Why is it that we're so drawn to Eretz Yisrael? I guarantee you nobody makes Aliyah from America because financially they think they're going to do better here. That's not it. But there's a Ruchnius accent. There's something that, thank God, Avraham Avinu bestowed upon us, that he imbued upon us, that it would be something that is, right? We can't explain to someone, certainly a non-Jew, you can't explain to him your love of Eretz Yisrael. You can't explain to a guy your love of the Torah. So there's a beautiful pasuk that promises Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. And actually this pasuk, in different shape or form, is repeated more than once. Because this is Aretz. This is our land. Look far, wide. This is it. This is your Aretz. This is Eretz Yisrael. This is the ultimate promise the Ribbono Shel Olam has to Avraham Avinu. And this is repeated over and over again. Lecha etenu, that I will give you. I will give you this land. Take possession over it. Right? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says there are two acquisitions. The physical and the psychological came to Maris HaMachpelah, but Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra this idea as well on Kuf Yud Tes, that Eretz Yisrael is a legacy from the Avos. Besides the fact that physically we see that Avram Avinu walks and he got permission from his wife because he didn't have to do this. He made a chazaka, a kinyon. He walked the land of Eretz Yisrael. But also there's a psychological kinyon that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us, and the Ramban says this. God is assuring that we will have this land forever. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his wonderful Sefer Teferes Shimshon, says the following thing. Listen carefully. Avram Avinu, of course, the first of the Avos, is spoken to. But it is not just a haftacha that the Rabbanu Shalom gives to Avram. He gives it to Yitzchak and Yaakov. And he says that what's interesting is, of all the haftachot, of all the promises that Hashem gives, the bris that Hashem gives us, it's the bris of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't we think the bris of Torah, mitzvahs? You don't see that. La'avram Avinu, we just said the pasuk. L'Yitzchak hevticho ki lo l'cha l'zerecha aten. Ekola artzos ha'kel. And Yaakov Avinu, again, all later on in Sefer Bereishis. Ha'aretz asher etenu shochev aleha l'cha aten l'zerecha. Gam kasher midaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Muskar Haftacha, Ve'arei Latzilo Miyad Mitzrayim, Ha'alosam in Aretz. The whole point of you getting out is nothing to do with anything other than for you to come to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaTov Rechava, Eretz Zevat Chalav Advash. And Rav Pinkas says, Dover Srichim Birur. I don't understand something. We need to understand this. What do we need to understand? He says, we're in Galus. If this is the ultimate haftach in Baruch Hashem, we're sitting in Eretz Yisrael, but we're still in Galus. We still have no Beis HaMikdash. Guess what? Life goes on. Life goes on in Australia. I just spoke to my daughter. In Australia. In the United States. And I was at a Friday night dinner, and I was shocked what an American who was sitting, eating with us, a seasoned American person said. We were talking about yee. Kanye West and the terrible things that he said. And she said, but Pamela, yeah, this happens all the time. It's going to die down. Don't worry about it. I go, yeah, I think that happened in Germany too, right? She was, mom is talking like that. It's not so bad. It's fine. It's going to be fine. But we continue. And we continue to flourish. How can it be, he says. We can live without the Beis HaMikdash, but we can't live without Torah, he says. The kesher with us in the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Torah. V'lo od, ela shel Eretz Yisrael ein kol erech b'shasha mitzvos haTorah einu nishmeres. When we live in Eretz Yisrael and the Torah isn't followed, maybe you should move to Eretz Yisrael. We're just finishing the Shemitah year, which is still, of course, going on, very much so, with fruits. And now the canned goods are going to become questionable. But if people aren't keeping it, that's a problem. He writes this, I don't write this. If there's still a Chilul Shabbos and there's Pritzos, Eretz Yisrael without Torah is a guf without a neshama. So why is the Haftacha to the Avos about Eretz Yisrael? He says, I can only explain this. The Oymik Advarim Al Pi Mashal. I think it's a gorgeous Mashal. What is the bracha that we give a Chasan and Kala? When we go to their chasana, everybody says the same thing. You should be zeichet to the Bais Nema of Israel. Bais Nema of Israel. And he says, isn't that disgusting? Isn't that not nice? I'm embellishing. What if they don't have a bias? What if they're living in a hotel for the next year? What if Tati got them in a porn? Bais Nema? They're not even living in a bias. Is that the bracha? One day you should be zeichet to live, you know, on Winthrop? Should be able to be zeicha to live in the five towns in a beautiful house in Lawrence. That's the bracha we give them. What does it mean? A bayis nemun be Yisrael. He writes. They're always living in different bases. Because what's the haftacha here? What's the bracha? Ella sha'af oimnam shebenusuim yishadim ataras nosefes. He goes, isn't the most important part of marriage is of course the marriage itself, but legadol. Right, we even say it's a hechsher mitzvah puruvu marriage. It's to have children. So why am I saying to them you should be zeichet? should be zoicha to have children. I don't know. V'im kein, v'adai shelo habayis mahus. What's that important? But habayis is magdir inyon hanesuyim. It's the house. Hadavar hachashu b'yoyse b'chai nesuyim is, Baruch Hashem, it still exists today, the individual, their privacy. Ubayis niftach, bayis promises privacy. There's a way you can close the door, lock the door. It's just you and your spouse. Four walls and a gog, that what sets us apart. Lachain, kishirotu lachnis labayis shel zulat. There's something called a door. You don't just walk in. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to knock. A house is the yuchud of the husband and the wife. And that's what we're saying. You should be zoicha to have a house. One thing that still exists in this world, Baruch Hashem, I hope it continues, is that when it comes to marriage, a husband and a wife's privacy of their home, what goes on in the home is kept private. When the wife goes to the mikvah, when that, all those things are kept private. Nobody's supposed to know about it. It's not something that... Nowadays, everybody talks about everything. This is something, Baruch Hashem, that's still Kaddish. I'm suffering this week of what we call FOMO. Because I normally, every single year, run a trip with Charlie Harari to here in Eretz Yisrael. 300-400 not affiliated men, 40, 50 years old. Unfortunately, because of my work schedule, it's not going to work out this year. And one of the amazing things that they do on the first day, Mamish, is that they go to Sfas. And we go to the mikveh, the Breslov mikveh, which is a gorgeous women's mikveh, and they learn, they've never learned before about what mikveh is. And I like to talk a lot, but on that trip, I do my comedy act when I have to, but I don't talk a lot, but I always think that it's important to make the point. And I make the point, I said, you guys have to realize something you may not know. This is the last thing we have in Judaism that's private. This makom is a makom kadosh, doesn't even say on it the word mikvah on it. The women know where it is. It's something amazing. It's this reunification of the marriage, the bias. That's what the bias is. The privacy. He knows what's going on. Sometimes, I don't know if this is true, psychology will be the test of this, but there's articles on this, that oftentimes the people who outwardly are so touchy, normally inside the privacy of their home, things aren't great. Because I have to show people, oh, look, we're really a happy couple. Look, look. It's the privacy of the home. And then we scam them, by the way. And then afterwards we say, hey, they have their gorgeous mikvah, but we all throw them in. We have our mikvah. So now we're going to go downstairs to the Arizal mikvah. And all the guys are like, seems easy. You see that gorgeous mikvah? It's beautiful. It's heated. It's beautiful. They all take towels and they go down, and as they're going down, they go, what's this? And they go, start to smell, and they think, what? And then they see the mikvah, they go, no. And then they hear their echo, no. And then Baruch Hashem, we get almost some mimer, I don't know, Charlie Harari likes to say, the Ariel Zal says that if you go into my mikvah just once, you have a chapikol avoinus, I don't know. In any case, let's go back to our arena. The Hadavar Shevi Etzem, says Rav Pinkus, he says that the Magdiret HaYiddishkeit is a kesher beino lebeino Rabbeinu Shalom, who Eretz Yisrael. Yahadus, the basis of Judaism, is in Eretz Yisrael. Famously, the Ramban tells us this. Anybody who services God outside of Eretz Yisrael, kilei neiloka, it's all practice. The real mitzvahs are done here. The reason, only reason why in Chutzaris we make you put tefillin on and go to Minyan and do all the mitzvahs is that so when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll remember what you're supposed to do. Because the kesher is there. Vadai ha-machut the ha toichin shall yahadus shall Yiddishkeit, he writes, shall Yiddishkeit. Hein ha Torah mitzvah. There's no question that's the focal point is, of course, to do Torah mitzvahs. Right? It's like saying to the chassan, you should be zoicha to build a bayis lehem of Yisrael by yourself. What? No, meaning you should have the bracha that you get to stay home by yourself and your wife goes out all the time and you don't have to see her. That's ridiculous. You need the bayis. Who ponu letzad echad? Who letzad asheni? There needs to be yah. Right, it has to be yichud. It's a chiyuv. And that's what a bayis neman is. Ze haftocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avos HaKadosh Benehem. that they will come to Eretz Yisrael. They will have Yichud in the Rabbanu Shalom. That is the key. The place that we're in is the Yichud with the Rabbanu Shalom. Yes, we can do mitzvahs anywhere. Baruch Hashem. We can be up in the air 10,000 miles. What is that? What's the cruising altitude? What does the captain always say? 30,000. We're at 30,000 miles cruising altitude. And all of a sudden, you're putting tefillin on there. Yes, you can do the mitzvahs there. And the shilas that were asked, Nebuch, Ilan Ramon, who unfortunately lost his life, but he asked a lot of shilas. When I get to the, what should I say? What pasuk should I say? Right? He asked all these questions. When you get to the moon, can you do avodas Hashem? Yeah, the answer is yes. But it's not the shame when you're in the yuchad room with the Rabbanu Shalom. And we actually just got finished with the holiday of the yuchad room. We just got finished with the holiday of the Rabbanu Shalom greeting us on Sukkot. Excuse me for saying this, but Rav Pinkus would be somebody that would be voting on Tuesday for Gimel. He's no longer alive. Unfortunately, he died pretty young in a car accident. And he brought out the issues, which we all believe there are issues in Eretz Yisrael. There's no question about it. And Medina Yisrael. But amazingly, when the state was founded in 1948, the first chief rabbi of Israel, the Sephardic chief rabbi, you know, one of the sad things about Rav Kook is that Rav Kook was so, the father, Rav Yehuda, was so sad that he couldn't live till 1948 to see the beauty. But Rav Ben Zion Uziel was the pre-state chief rabbi of Israel, like Rav Kook was, and through the state of Israel. One of the greatest leaders, and certainly when it came to Zionism. And he has this gorgeous mimer in his piece in Higyone Uziel. This is the piece on our parsha. And he says like this. The Avoida is recognizing the great mitzvah, the great gift the Rabbanu Shalom just gave us, he writes. The Goyim for years controlled our land. Shekivshu artsam, mimena mikola artsos. And now we were able to come back. And we're able to be here. He says, how amazing is that? We can't forget the greatness the Rabbanu Shalom gave us. How the Rabbanu Shalom brought us back. How our army, this little Piskala army in 1948, won the war is unbelievable. Of course, in the future, he died before this, but in 1967 would be able to conquer Yerushalayim Yerkocheinu. It's unbelievable. Now we come back to our land. And don't forget what our parsha tells us. Yes, we have a Churban. We don't have the Mikdash. But we've come back to our land. And this is the land that the Rabbanu Shalom promised us. The Rabbanu Shalom said to us in our parsha, Avram Avinu, the great gift that he was to give us. Avram Avinu, Harishon, Shenamar, Ki, Et, Kol Ha'aretz, Asher Yitenu, our parsha. And this was promised over and over again to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, as we said. And it was said to Yaakov, Mikan shenach lo Yisrael bris lanetzach shela'am. There's no greater proof to us than where we are today in Artzeinu HaKadosha. And don't forget that. The Ramban dreamed of such a time. Being able to return to a land. But we have to appreciate, and unfortunately we often don't appreciate what we have. This is a very, very sticky thing. And yes, it's almost like Rav Pinkus came after him. But he says, yes, the Torah is very important. Dveki b'Torah Hashem. And that will lead to the Gula Yisrael. But to come back to the Nachlas Avos in Chodesh HaMalchus, I don't know exactly what he means here, in Iyar, which is interesting, I was reading up. I thought if anybody would happen to be B'nai Yisasar. But B'nai Yisasar actually writes the year. He said, besides, famously, it stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. It stands for Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Rachel. Because they very much symbolize. We spoke about Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were promised Eretz Yisrael. And of course, Rachel, who's your site, of course, is it this week already? Rachel Mevakos Albaneha. Right? Might be the Sunday, something like that. Rachel Mevakos Albaneha. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, he says, that's the month we got Eretz Yisrael. Well, I'm saying this is the B'nai Yisasar said this. I'm reading it into the words of whatever this means in the month of Malchus Yisrael. Wow. And as we believe, it led to the time of Rachel Smichas Glaseinu. And he ends off by saying, or I'm going to end off with this these words, Haresha Nachla Eretz Yisrael is Mekushar Le'umos Yisrael Shehi Ve'yisim Lim Le'elokim. Lefichach ein hanachal nimshechas al b'zman shemekayim befollow v'yisem lem lokim. We have to be to the Rabbanu Shalom. We have to be in Or Lagoyim. We have to do that. Very similar to what Pinchas is saying, but he's taken from the Zionist side. He says it's not enough. Rabbi, 14 possible seats by a religious party. Think about this, the amount of seats we're talking about. 14 plus Gimel and Shas, right? Got another eight, maybe another seven, whatever it might be. It's a big number. And we're trying our best to bring us back to a time. Ba'isim, ba'isi lelul kim. We can't live in this land and just say, laissez-faire, we want to be like other nations. No! We are the Jewish people. We have to live that way. And it's extremely important for us to come visit the land. For those who can't make it here all the time. And for those that are here, you need to appreciate you're in the actual place of the Torah of the Mitzvahs. You're not in the preparatory countries. This is it. This is where you could focus on the Yisi Lila Kim. I'm going to act in the way. You have to act differently in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Maimer I once saw that says that if a person is a Baal Aveira, so maybe you shouldn't move to Eretz Yisrael. Certainly not Yerushalayim. It's scary. There's this question about Rav Asher Weiss's last week's Parshas Bereishis, what's Peru Revu? When does it start? If it starts at 18, so there was a famous, someone we mentioned his name, Sephardic rabbi, who said that if you're over 18 years old, you can't live in Eretz Yisrael. You can't live in Yerushalayim. Why? He says, because you should be married. So we give some sort of heter that you can get married later. But he says, the Chazal tell us that your bones are awry, whatever it might be. You're being mevatel a mitzvah. How can you live in Yerushalayim? So there's a Kedusha level living here. We have to be on a higher level. There's no question about that, Rabbi Isai. But on the other hand, wow, look what we have. Somebody over Sukkot told me, who doesn't live here, who was visiting, he says, my family must hate me. He says, now Baruch Hashem, the COVID is over. So whenever people say, Baruch Hashem, you have the money, why don't you go on vacation to, Turks and Caicos? Why don't you go to whatever, São Paulo, whatever? He says, if I'm going to spend that much money, how can I not come to Eretz Yisrael? And Baruch Hashem, let him go to the Orient. I don't care. Let him go to the Wall. Rabbi said, but we have to realize the great mitzvah of this week's parsha, the Lech Lecha. We have to always keep Eretz Yisrael on our mind. Even if we're not able to come, then we have to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom. Of Akiva's Galios, I should be part of that. I should get the mitzvah of Nefesh Menefesh and get the bug and say, this is where I'm going to spend my time. It's hard. Eretz Yisrael Niknes Beisurim. Yes, for sure. I can tell you a lot of stories about that. But Rabbi Yisai, this is the land that we belong. And as I said, this is not an Aliyah speech, but it's a speech to say to you, when will I come? May not be today. I always will end with this. I always remember Rabbi Neuberger, the Rav of our shul, when we were honored at the dinner before we made Aliyah, said to everyone, when B'nai Chabura moves to Eretz Yisrael, we have to think to ourselves, when can I make it to Eretz Yisrael? May not be now, but I need to have a plan. You have to have a plan when you're going to finish Shas also. But I need to have a plan when I will be Zoicha to fulfill the mitzvah that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and yes, let's put Rachel in it as well. That great idea should be Zoicha. With all of us coming back to Kibbutz Galios, Shemitah should be Daraisa now. We should be zeichet to see Mashiach Zakenu b'meher v'yameinu. Amen.